Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Memorial Day weekend is the kickoff to summer, and it's also the unofficial start of boating season. Joining us live this morning is Sergeant Tim Duza with the Sheriff's Marine Patrol Unit. Sergeant, you know, there's a lot more that goes into safe boating than just gassing it up and hopping in, right?
Absolutely, Susan. What we encourage the boater to do, especially the novice boater, is to become acclimated with not only the laws, but also the proper procedures on how to launch your boat and obviously how to operate it.
Now, of that, you're reminding people this every single year, but I'm sure you see every single year people who are out on the water who you would kind of look at and say, you shouldn't be out on the water.
Brian, I sort of compare it to my golf game. After putting the clubs away in the fall, people put their boats away, they get them winterized, and they come out early in the season. Those skills seem to have a little bit of rust on them, so they need to be just more cautious and exercise a little more common sense. But mostly the cautiousness, just being able to understand that, hey, they haven't been behind the helm of a boat in, what, say 6 months, and in our case, almost 9 months with our never-ending winter, right?
Right.
So, basically, people just need to remember when they're out there, there's an ever-changing dynamic with the weather, other novice boaters out there that may not be familiar with the laws or the regulations. And if you're operating a vessel on New York State waters or Canadian waters, you are ultimately responsible for not only your safety, but the safety of your passengers and of others.
Hey, Sergeant, you know, you in the Marine Patrol Unit routinely pull boats over and check. How often or what percentage of boaters know the laws that they should know and have the proper equipment on board?
Susan, it's hard to pinpoint exact numbers, but I can tell you this much. When we observe a reckless boating situation, something that is inherently and dangerously wrong with the operation of that vessel, we immediately take action to pull that boat over and then determine what the issue is. Is this individual, is he intoxicated, or is he just oblivious to the safety regulations? Or is he having a medical issue? I mean, you know, people with diabetic conditions sometimes mirror those of intoxication. So either way, we're going to make every attempt to stop that vessel, and we're going to do our vessel inspection, and we are going to determine whether or not this vessel should continue on their voyage.
You know, every year you kind of hear of somebody going into the break wall, and I think a lot of people would just say, how do you go into the break wall? I mean, how could you possibly miss that? Yet every year it happens. I mean, it must be easier to do than you think.
Well, Brian, most of those occasions occur at night, and at night one must be aware of their surroundings even more so in the daytime. It's very easy to get disoriented in the daytime due to fog. There's an ever-changing dynamic out there on the waterways, and at night it just magnifies itself. So what I would encourage boaters to do if they're going to operate at night is be even more cautious, and have a friend on board assist them on looking out, slow their speed down. A lot of these situations that involve accidents at night involve speed. So I understand you've been out there all day. You just want to get back to the dock or the slip, but you have to slow down.
When it comes to safe boating courses, right now, younger boaters are being targeted. If you're born after 1998, you have to take a safe boating course. But there's a plan underway that's under consideration that would have all boaters take a course, like an 8-hour course. Are you in favor of something like that?
Susan, the Erie County Sheriff's Marine Patrol Unit is in favor of safety and education in whatever form they decide to choose. Anything that's going to benefit a boater's skills and knowledge I am completely in favor of.
Do you think most boaters who are out there have the correct skills and knowledge, or is this kind of a problem that everybody could use a little bit of that brushing up?
Brian, I'll give you a quick example. At our marina the other day, a gentleman launched his boat. We did not observe or witness that event. However, he was an older gentleman and a first-time boater with no knowledge whatsoever of how to properly do his abilities. He was way above his skill set. And when he was leaving the dock with his truck and trailer, he struck a police vehicle. So that's a pretty much an indicator to let you know that this gentleman really needs to brush up on his skills.
You know, and Tim, when we're talking about boats, we're including kayaks too, right?
Oh, absolutely, Susan. The paddlecraft community, it's becoming very popular, especially in Buffalo, in the narrow waterways like the Buffalo River. And these folks need to know that they just can't go to their local outdoor shop and purchase a kayak. They really need to familiarize themselves with the so-called rules of the road out on the water, how to get out of a dangerous situation, how to write their paddle craft when it becomes overturned. There's a lot of dynamics involved in that as well. So I strongly encourage those folks to also be aware of their surroundings when they're out there. It's not, like I said, it's not as simple as just buying a kayak and going out there. You need your proper safety equipment, and you need to know the weather conditions as well, because you're out there, you don't have any cover whatsoever. So in a situation, you need to be aware of that before you go out.
You know, on that point about kayaks, we talked like last year about this, a couple years ago too. You know, there's so many more kayakers in Western New York. So you guys have really tried to get that message out, especially, you know, along the Buffalo River and Canal side. You know, there are big boats that go down in that area. You kind of have to have your wits about you, even though you think, well, I'm not in a boat myself. It's just a kayak. Has that message gotten across? Are you seeing more people kind of be a little bit more cautious and weary before they head out there?
Yes, Brian. Even though we're still encountering some problems, I do applaud those organizations that rent these paddlecraft. They seem to be getting more on board with, you need to know these things before you go out there. You need to, you know, maintain your boundaries, okay? Say you're only allowed to go this far out into the waterway you're currently in. You know, there's a boundary there. So, and also wearing your life jacket. That is a number one key component to being on a paddlecraft. I strongly urge, it's not mandatory by New York State law. You have to have it with you, but we strongly encourage the wearing of life jackets. And I know for a fact that these rental organizations do require that they wear it at all times while underway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.